You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Mediumship Uncovered with Medium Donna Young.
Medium Donna Young.
Live from MediumDonnaYoung.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Mediumship Uncovered
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everyone. Welcome. So, Medium Donna Young with Mediumship Uncovered. Today from Outback Australia in Cootamundra. So I'm at the Healing Centre today doing readings after here. So I'm very excited. So we have been here lately, but we'll be travelling a lot shortly. So I'll be taking you guys with me. So hopefully with good range and with lots of nice scenery. So how's everyone been going with the energy change? So it's been really exciting, but it's been a real hard time at the moment for a lot of us, where there's been a lot of endings and new beginnings and a lot of exciting shifts and changes, where things may have been kind of bobbing there for quite some time, even some of us for years, and where it's finally shifting into a new direction, a new start, lots of different opportunities, and where there's been a lot of endings as well. So endings of situations where we may have been stuck in, seeing the light around certain people or certain situations as well, where we may have had the wool pulled over our eyes in the past, or taking off those rose-coloured glasses and going, what am I doing? I deserve better than this. That's it. I need to change my situation. So there's been so much of that happening with this retrograde. And I don't know about you, but I was quite unwell with the flu, but I also was struggling with the energy and just exhaustion, and where I really need to have a look and prioritize what I was doing and change some things in my life. So there's been a lot of people that's been doing that as well. So I'm sorry for all of you who've lost people just recently. And I've got a caller. So, okay, let's have a look. Phyllis from, let me have a look, Warren, USA.
Yes, Minnesota. Hello. Warren, Minnesota. Hi.
Hi, how are you? Welcome to my show. Thank you for following me. I'm good. Thank you for following me. So, okay, now you so you know how I work. I communicate directly with spirit. So they'll come through, they'll give all the information I need to know. So I'm straight away having a man coming through. And do you have a husband on the other side? Because this man is talking about your husband, if that makes sense.
Yes.
Yeah, because he's saying, and he holds a red rose for you.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Okay, and he wants you to know that he's there. And it's almost like you're not knowing where to head, go to next now. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And he's talking about, now, was there problems with his chest?
Yes.
Because I'm getting problems with my chest, and he's talking about where I feel like this man liked to look after you. And he's talking about where he didn't want to be looked after. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And because he was quite a gentleman, and he's a bit of a character too. It's like he's trying to make you laugh, because he doesn't like to see you upset. And this was his personality.
Yeah, it was.
And he's just
making me smile right now.
Yeah, that's it. And he's saying, it's almost like he never got real serious, and he didn't want you to be serious. And he's talking about he's saying, I want you to keep doing what you guys were planning on doing, because he'll be there. He'll be with you, okay? He's talking about there's something about his ashes. Do you have his ashes with you?
I don't know what you're saying. What was that?
What is it to do with his burial or his ashes?
Oh, his ashes. Don't have his ashes. He was buried.
Okay, yeah, because he's talking about his burial. And was he buried with family as well? And he's talking about his burial, and he's talking about you going to visit his where he is.
Oh, it's in another state, so... I don't know.
Yeah. And did you not long ago and visit him? Because he's talking about your last visit. Pardon?
Yeah, I didn't want to go there. But at his funeral, there was trouble with the family, and I separated from the family completely.
Oh, okay. Because he's talking about and did you go and visit him after the funeral?
No.
Because he's talking about, because he's actually saying it, you don't need to worry. It's like you worry about that. And he's actually saying you don't need to worry about that because I'm with you all the time. That's why I thought he was talking about ashes before, because he's saying I'm with you all the time. And
yeah, I know he's with me all the time. I feel it. Yeah.
Yeah, and he says, you don't need to worry about visiting me because I'm with you. And he's talking about where a lot of the family, did a lot of the family try to, like, cut you out? Because he's talking about them cutting you out or trying to cut you out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, and because we were different races.
Yeah, yeah. And he's saying that he was appalled by this because he didn't, it's almost like he had stepped away from his family. He'd made that choice to be with you. So he didn't even really have his family around before this happened. And he's saying that they come in and they just tried to take over. And he just wants you to know he's so proud of you for standing your ground and also stepping away and not getting involved in all the rubbish, he says. And he says that he adores you so much. And he's saying we had a hard life together because of the race difference, but we had such a good life, and he wants you to know that. And do you have a daughter as well?
I do, and I don't know where she's at.
Yeah, okay, because he's saying he's around the daughter. And has there been issues to do with drugs with her?
I don't know. I gave her up for adoption right shortly after she was born. He died, and then I gave her up to his cousin. My mother... was prejudiced, and it was a big ordeal. I was too young to be able to do everything on my own.
He's talking about your daughter, and I feel like she's done it quite tough, but I actually feel like he's talking about her getting back on track, and that I do see her actually wanting to find out about you, wanting to get information.
She has. In the past, she's wanted to find out about me, and I've crossed paths with her twice. But I don't know where she is, and that's something I really want to know.
Yeah, because he's talking about her finding. Are you on Facebook?
Yeah.
Because I'm seeing her maybe contacting you through Facebook, but he's saying that she will make contact with you and this will be a really nice connection. Where in the past she hasn't been in the right place where she hasn't really been real good, either on drugs or kind of a little bit messed up in her own way. But I feel like she's gone past that and she's sorting herself out and her wanting to have that connection with you in the future. That's okay. Great. And he's talking about him bringing you both together. And he just wants you to know he loves you, he adores you. He's talking about where, and it's like where you've not really ever been able to move on from him, if that makes sense. Are you with someone else now?
No, and, you know, I haven't been able to move on, and that has been something that I plan on, that I've been working on, and,
because he's talking about him sending you love. So I'm seeing love coming, but you've got to make yourself available. And I do actually see love coming your way, love. And I'm actually seeing this. I usually don't go this long with my readings, but he's just coming in. He's got so much information for you. He's so excited to be able to communicate with you because he's never had this opportunity before. And he's talking about him sending you love and you've got to be open to it. And he's talking about where there's going to be someone coming in. So I don't know if you live around friends or people who are a little bit similar to yourself or same in the same position, but I'm seeing someone coming in and this is a soulmate connection. And I'm seeing you meeting this person around friends, so around people that you know, and I feel like this person's new in the community and where he's actually maybe lost a partner, so where this person's more in the grieving process than you, where it's happened more recently, but I'm seeing this coming for you. Okay, so it was lovely to meet you, Phyllis.
Thank you very much. It was really nice to hear all that. I appreciate it.
That's okay. Well, and you'll have to give me feedback about when your daughter comes and when this Romeo comes that he sends, but it was lovely to meet you. Okay. Thank you, Phyllis. Bye-bye. Okay, well, thank you, everyone. Today I've kind of run out of time. That was a really long reading, but there was information that just needed to be given today. And if you want to book a reading with me, you can go to mediumdonnayoung.com or you can actually find me also on magicgift.com. So that's magicgift.com. So there's also a new training center on there. So those of you who want to give this a go or just practice your techniques, you can go on there and either have a mentor. I'm a mentor on there, or you can actually train with real customers. So sign up and have fun. So, okay, have a great week, everyone, and I'll see you all next week.